Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. What I need is the dandelion in the spring. The bright yellow that means rebirth instead of destruction. The promise that life can go on, no matter how bad our loss is, that it can be good again. It's springtime in Montana, and the plants are blossoming. The dandiest weed of them all is also making its appearance, the dandelion. In the herbal world, it is greatly appreciated. I know that when I see it, I am all smiles. Isn't the color yellow supposed to make us happy anyway? Sadly, though, the dandelion is not looked upon with happiness by all people. As it grows anywhere it wants, making it disliked and poisoned by those who value a perfect green carpet of lawn. What a pity, as the dandelion is one of the biggest herbs to help our bodies deal with the modern load of chemicals in our foods, air, water, and soil. The whole plant is edible. The roots, leaves, and the flower blossoms. This wonderful weed is packed with vitamins C, A, and K, plus potassium and powerful antioxidants. You can buy the plant in tea form at the local grocery store or whole parts at herbal stores. If you want to collect the plant yourself, it's essential to keep in mind the right times to collect and where you collect. The flower blossoms should be taken when they are newly opened and all the petals are still retained. To keep them fresh, it's a good idea to put the stems in a bowl of cool water. Be sure to pick them when the sun is fully out, as this allows them to be wide and open. If making something with them, you also want to make it that day, as they will close by the end of the day. The leaves are picked during the early spring, when the rapidly growing leaves are the most tender. Younger leaves tend to be more tastier, but mature leaves are still excellent when sautéed. The roots are dug up at any time, but I like waiting until the end of summer or the beginning of fall, because all of the plant's energy goes downward, meaning all the nutrients are rich in the roots during this time. When collecting, be sure to choose an area with little traffic, no use of pesticides or herbicides, and not by roads. The medicinal uses of the dandelion are the following. The leaves are a potassium-sparing diuretic, yet not overstimulating to the kidneys. I definitely add this part to any of my urinary tract infection teas. The root is stimulating to the digestive system, especially to our liver. It helps with conditions affecting the liver and the gallbladder, as well as eczema, acne, and arthritis. With this, I wish to change your worldview of this plant and raise more dandelion lovers. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.